Oh, I guess that was us.
Hey,
here we are. The clock, I'm like 12:05 and some what? I didn't have our headphones on. Somebody said the person sitting here before me was sick. So I was hosing the place down.
Yeah, the virus will be over in January.
Travis though. Is in another room behind double pane glass. He's all, no, nobody's sick. Nothing. There's nothing. Nothing in your room, you mean? Nothing in there? Oh, my goodness. So my name's Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff.
And you're listening to We the People.
Yeah.
Just in case you didn't know, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Yeah, we're still here. They haven't taken us off the air yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So who's sponsoring our program?
Our sponsor is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. They're located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. And you can get everything you need as far as John Deere, Honda, steel. They got it all down there. Go down and see them. If you don't see it on the lot, they can find it for you. So give them a call at 226-9226. Or get them on the web at papemachinery.com, and that's spelled P-A-P-E, machinery.com.
Not going to spell machinery? That's a really hard word.
No, I think. Most
could be European spelling or something. You don't know.
Well, you know, we're just hoping they have some intelligence.
There you go. Yeah. Only people with intelligence.
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know if we should talk about intelligence, considering the kind of week we've all had. If you live outside the U.S., I'm sure it's been like popcorn in a movie time, just watching our elections, our formerly, well, I don't know, you know, it's always been talk, right? The elections are never perfect. Nothing run by humans is ever perfect, but I do believe this time it's been far less than perfect.
It had something to do with a dumpster, I think, and a match.
Yeah, no kidding. And a van full of paper. Good Lord. So we're continuing our conversation from last week. So those of you who are not plugged in on November 1st prior to the election, I would encourage you to go back and listen. And actually, none of that information is dated. It did happen on November 1st, and we were talking about the upcoming election, but all the information still stands. And so today, with everything that's going on, we thought it only right to kind of continue the dialogue. This is November 8th, 2020. So in case for some reason re-air this, you won't be all confused. But our guests today, we have two, and they're Arlene has not been on a bunch of times. She's been on once before, and she kind of got the short end last time. We didn't hear much from her, so we're hoping she pipes up a little more. But our guests are Dr. Shizong Chen, and he has been active in projects concerning China for over 30 years. He was born in China in 1962, and at 15 entered the gifted program at China University. And he currently owns and runs a molecular biology startup in San Diego. He's been on quite a few times. We've been talking about the virus. And just for people who maybe don't tune into our show, over the last 10 years, we've done a lot of different things. And we've been fortunate many times to be sort of ahead of the...
Ahead of the curve.
Yeah, of the information curve or the drama curve. I guess in this case, it's kind of the drama curve.
Well, in this case, I think it's fortunate because you can come here and learn a lot about China. Because you're going to need to know a lot about China coming up in the months
depending
ahead.
On which way this goes. Yeah. But we started that back in 2018, actually, not having any idea that it would have this much to do with our on-the-ground politics and specifically our election. So I would encourage you to go back and maybe catch some of those programs. We have a tab at the top of the website that is marked China. So at wethepeopleradio.us. Also, the archives for the last 10 years, they're free to listen to. They're MP3 files. You can send them to your friends. You can burn them on CDs and sell them. We don't care what you do. We do this as a public service. So you are welcome to do whatever you like with that information, but get it out to people. And Arlene Freeman, our other guest, she's been the Western editor of ChinaScope Journal. And you can find that at chinascope.org. And the Western editor, we learned last time, isn't just like the Western part of the country or something like that. She literally is the Westerner on the ChinaScope staff. So she makes, she goes through all the writing and makes sure that actually is, legible for a Western audience, and it makes sense. What's that?
good English.
You pop in some
really,
pop in some
really good sounding and in depth.
Yeah, so it doesn't, you know, it doesn't sound like some directions that were written in a basement somewhere for IKEA furniture.
Yeah, there you go.
Rich, if I think of you, Arlene, I think of IKEA furniture. It's terrible. One day we'll have to meet. Okay, so yeah, all that preamble done. Where do you guys want to start today or go? Or?
Oh, I want to start with a quote because I think it's relevant to the entire discussion.
Sure.
And I'm going to quote our founders. George Washington stated, human rights can only be assured among a virtuous people. And Benjamin Franklin said, laws without morals are in vain. I don't think I need to say why those two quotes are appropriate with today's election, with the election that just occurred.
No, but it does bear... It does bear repeating. It's also interesting to note that with all of the unrest we've had we've had a lot of unrest here lately. It's interesting, but at this particular point, some 70 million people feel that their votes were misrepresented, disenfranchised, overwhelmed by fraud, whatever you want to say. There's a lot of opinion out there. But it's interesting, nothing burned down. Nothing this week has been on fire or looted. So for all the people who weren't sure who was doing the looting and the burning, apparently it actually wasn't the Trump voters, kind of interestingly enough. But you're right. You're absolutely right. Without a moral compass, our whole system blows up. And that's, I think that's what all of our Chinese guests have been telling us, that when China went into this sort of amoral communist platform where anybody who evidences any kind of morality is rounded up and shuffled off. If that's the kind of system we want, I guess we don't need morality. But I don't think it'll work well. Arlene, what are you seeing from your Chinascope? I have not been keeping track of the articles this week. It's gotten a little busy, but what are you seeing at your end?
Well, it's not just the articles. All of the people in Chinascope, the people who lived through the indoctrination and the Communist Party and the inhumanity that's occurring there, are very concerned about this election, because the election means that Donald Trump, who wanted to make America great again, has been shunted aside for someone who is indebted to the Chinese Party, the Communist Chinese Party. When you pay someone, when a party like the CCP pays someone $10 million a year, that person is kind of indebted to the party. And so we're looking at what the future of the United States is now that Joe Biden has been quote-unquote elected, provided the polling supports it as we go through a few lawsuits. But if he ends up being the president of the United States, is he the president of the United States, or is he the president of the infiltrated United States?
Right.
Or a provincial leader, the 34th province of China.
Well, that's one way to look at it, but I know there's been a lot of information out there that they're sifting through, trying to figure out what's true and what isn't true. But boy, I think if just part of it's true, I think we have a president that could very well be compromised.
Has been compromised already.
Right.
Well, and that's part of why last week we didn't really get to much of the Biden information with China, but I do hope that we delve into a bit more of that today, because it's really important for people to understand and to know that is kind of looming out there. There's a lot more to this than whether or not, you know, you feel like Orange Man bad,
yeah,
you know.
No,
I guess they were jumping on Cheetos in the middle of the street.
Oh, yeah.
And there were millions of them all shoulder to shoulder, so apparently the virus is over. That's one good thing
that
came
of it.
Yeah, it's
over.
Okay, it's break time here. We've got a Got to celebrate some free market while we still can. How's that? So you are listening to We the People, and we will be right back. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them? When they move into your neighborhood, they take over but good. They want you all body and soul, then it's just your body.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area, KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
We're back. All right, Arlene, pretend like we never left.
I discussed the Biden issue last week, and I think a lot of people understand, the listeners to We the People understand, who he is and what he stands for, which is corruption. But some people may not have heard that. I can give a bit of a history on Biden so we have an understanding of who he is. Shall I go ahead and do that?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, you know, that was really very handily suppressed. And if people didn't go seeking their own information, they probably didn't get it. And they were told it was a lie, so.
Media has had an attitude toward Donald Trump which enabled them or encouraged them to support Joe Biden even though he's a corrupt person. I don't know where our media is at and what controls them, and Shizong may have some ideas on that, but I'll discuss Biden a little bit, and I may repeat from last week. I'll tell a little bit about where he's at. A politician can't receive money from a foreign country openly, so money is given to his son, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden has a lot of problems. He's an alcoholic and a coke addict, and has been in and out of rehab. And he brought his laptop in to a Delaware computer shop and left it there and forgot he left it there. And after a long time, the computer owner, unable to reach him, gave the laptop to the FBI and made a copy of the information on it and gave that to Rudy Giuliani, who gave it to the New York Post, who then published it on Twitter, or tried to publish it on Twitter, and it was blocked off. Nobody wanted that information to be published. The American people might have, but Joe Biden and entourage didn't or wouldn't have. So what was on the computer was very damning. And there were things mentioned on there, and that's where the figure came from that the Communist Party was giving $10 million a year to Joe Biden. A lot of the corruption involved different things with China. He was trying to make an agreement with a company from China and asked a person by the name of Tony Bobulinski to help make the deal. And I'll give an example of one of the things that Biden did. In order for an airplane to be stealth, its vibrations can't make a lot of noise. So there's a technology that's used to quiet its vibrations so it can be a stealth plane. Joe Biden sold stealth technology to China.
Wow.
I found that shocking. Why would anyone do that? But it shows how important money is in relation to U.S. security.
And when was that? Approximately.
I don't know the date. It was on the laptop, or I think it was on the laptop.
And so it's just part of that part of that gigantic data dump.
What?
A part of that gigantic data dump that we're getting from the laptop.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's just an example. So when this came out, the Washington Post tried to publish an article about it, and they couldn't get it published. There was an attempt to hide all of that information, and Tony Bobulinski was a lieutenant in the Navy, the U.S. Navy, and was very proud that he served his country. They had asked him to help draw a contract with a Chinese company, and so he hadn't been indoctrinated into the Joe Biden way of doing things, and he was an honest person, in other words.
How confusing for him.
What?
Yeah, I said how confusing for him.
Well, it ended up being, in one way, not too good for him. When all of this stuff came out and he started verifying that what was on the laptop was absolutely true, they didn't want him talking very much. So Adam Schiff, who he's a congressman from, I'd call it China-fornia.
Yeah.
Said that he was a Russian plant, that he had, it was information given by Russia, and Bobulinski had been influenced by that, which made him incensed. He served his country. He was very proud of it. And so he asked them to withdraw their statements. And Adam Schiff and Joe Biden wouldn't recant what they said. They said negative things about him. So he decided that he was going to tell everyone he knew about the situation, and he got on Tucker Carlson. That show had 7.5 million viewers, and he talked about the Bidens and what went on with the Bidens.
He even had some audio tape.
Before the election, so...
Yeah, what? He even had some audio tape. You know, that he had taped conversation. So it wasn't just his word for it. I mean, it all came out of the documents and out of audio tape.
Ah, yes. Right, so they had a little trouble making him seem like a Russian spy, besides which he resented it awfully. And since then has been communicating everywhere about what he viewed as the truth and what we view as the truth. And so that was the story about how that information got out and was disseminated and understood by so many different people. That's the Joe Biden who ran for and may have won the presidency of the United States.
Yeah, they have cheated.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What?
Half cheated, not won.
I see.
Well, what's amazing to me is that information was pretty much silenced by most of the other networks and social media. Do you think that now that the election is over, the spotlight will go back to that, or do you think that's going to just now become a non-story and everybody just shut up and move on?
Depends on how we define the election is over. If it's truly over,
right,
and Biden somehow stole the presidency away, then this will be forever. Probably will be for, they'll try to forever bury it. And if then the corruption and fraud of the election can be exposed, and the rightful winner, President Trump, can you know, can be president for four more years, then it will gotten to the bottom of this swamp,
right,
and pull them all out.
Yeah. This.
And go ahead.
I was going to say this. Supposed win is going to put the brakes on so much stuff that could have happened, and I think now will all just quietly go away. I mean, with the deep state and all of the previous misdeeds, I think you're not going to hear much about that anymore if this election if this election results.
Oh no, all that goes back.
Yeah.
Into the little box.
Yep, goes back in the box, and you know, it'll be very difficult to get anything done on that at this point. So it's going to be important that they really do explore all these states that had suspicious counts and get to the bottom of it so people have confidence in our system again, because there's a lot of people out there right now, and I think even more so than 2016 with just sore losers. I think this election has really shed light on misdoings or misdeeds in
our
election process.
Well, if you watch the counts come in, I mean, when you're ahead by 600,000, 700,000 ballots, and then you wait a little while, the counting stops for a while, and then they start again, and boop, you lost.
Yeah, like, all of a sudden,
wait a minute.
It goes the other way.
Yeah, how does that happen? We have to take a really quick break. We'll be right back with our guests, Dr. Shizong Chen and Arlene Freeman. You are listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Those thrills, you know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got minds to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area, KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. Baby, did a bad, bad thing.
You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was going to break in two?
Somebody did a bad, bad
thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
I got a lot of liar music coming up, too. So, Dr. Chen, as you're watching this, are you just like, are people...
Oh.
People from your perspective must be going, oh, my God, the U.S. is turning into China.
Oh, my God. This is, I cannot say enough about it, how familiar this is, okay? But this is actually more worrisome. So that was quite a proper, you know, segue into the kind of, you know, the kind of election this is. And then yesterday, when Biden and his team get on the stage, and, you know, or actually it was 2 days ago, right? So when they get on a stage and so-called celebrate their winning of the election, that Hunter Biden was on stage. To me, that is a ultimate insult to the United States of America, to the rule of law,
So honesty for everything that United States used to represent, that incest, corrupt, pedophile, criminal standing on that stage celebrating his family's cheating away of the election, that is a ultimate insult to this country. And in this show, I probably will use a lot of depends on how you, what you mean, right? I mean, just when Bill said when the election is over, and I almost have to speak in like two parallel worlds, and that is what we're facing. It's two days before the election, I compared this election to the Independence War and the Civil War. Well, I have underestimated. We are, a lot of people now say this is a battle of truth and lies and righteous versus evil. And I say no. We are in a battle of definition or defining truth versus lie and righteous versus evil. Right? Let me give you an example. What is tyranny? The definition of tyranny, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ask many Americans whether they live under tyranny now. I think that most of them would say no. But when a president's tweet can be shut down just like that,
mm-hmm.
anybody's tweet can be shut down easier. If that is tyranny, what is that's not tyranny, what is not tyranny? And another thing is, what is fact? Right? So, I'm sure we'll spend a good amount of time today talk about fraud, but there are overwhelming number of, whistleblowers for this kind of fraud, and President Trump and his team has filed a lawsuit on election fraud, and yet the other side keeps saying baseless, baseless, baseless. And so I think this country is truly facing the war of defining what is fact, what is honesty, what is legal, what is tyranny. All of this war, all this work has to be redefined.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I call this is a battle of defining what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah, because at this point, if this is considered a free and fair election, we're using the wrong dictionary.
Right. And so if I can use the analogy, right? So in Civil War, it is clear that one side is fighting for abolition, the other side is fighting for keeping the slavery. So both sides are clear. Right? The message is clear. Imagine now both sides claim to be fighting for abolition. Both sides are fighting for freeing the slave. Imagine that. That is what we're in. That is the current war we're in, current battle we're in. Right? The Biden side is telling the people that they represent the truth. They represent freedom. They represent law and order. They represent everything that's, correct or politically correct in dictionary, but in reality, they're doing something else. And so I think this country, at this moment, until this election can be properly resolved, this country is divided, not just in terms of pro-choice and, pro-life, because life and choice are clear. This country would be divided in the understanding of or definition of the same word. What is free? What is freedom? What is freedom of expression, right? According to the big media, I no longer call them mainstream media. They're not mainstream at all.
No.
They're just big media.
But they are big.
Media.
Yeah.
Right. According to the big media, they are freedom. They are freedom of information, right? And so this country is, I don't know. I don't know how this country will, that's why, this week is really an eye-opener for me, even though last week I already said this, how important this election is. And that's why I say I understated what we're facing. We are facing not just, truth versus lie. We are in a battle of this definition of truth and lie. Who has, who has the right to define this word? And this is what's so, so scary. And I cannot understand why 60 plus million people would vote for manipulation. What we're facing is clear manipulation, to say the least. But then to them.
Well, it's interesting because
the other side is being manipulation. Go ahead.
Well, I answer a lot of those questions for myself by listening. I'll listen to their farthest out stuff, MSNBC, and then if you have satellite radio, I would encourage you to listen to the Progressive Channel. It's I think it's 137 Progress, and on election night, I was actually driving to an election event on Tuesday night at 7:30, I guess, and on my way there, they were having a heated battle amongst themselves about Joe Biden being a traitor to their party because they thought he would pardon Donald Trump for all of his crimes. And it's like, did I step into an alternate universe? Joe Biden didn't get elected yet. Donald Trump hasn't been convicted of any crimes that I know of. Why would he be pardoning him? I mean, it was like, a weird thing to fight about before the votes are even counted. But that's the kind of rabbit hole they live in. So, and that's got a pretty big following because that channel's been on for a long time.
Well, another thing that cracks me up is
and that's what they tell people.
They're all coming out of the woodwork now, saying, "Oh, we need to unite now."
Don't make me throw up in my mouth.
Yeah, we all have to, work together. Where was all that talk in 2016 when Trump ran? There was no talk about working together. It was all hate, and unfortunately, I think we're looking at the first time in history where a president was elected pretty much on a hate platform, not on a platform of economics or race or any of that. It was a platform of hate, and it never changed the whole time. And here we are now. With a new president-elect, and we're all supposed to love each other. I'm having a hard time with that. Do you see that at all as being the case?
Yeah, and I think what what was just said, alternate universe,
mm-hmm. Right?
It's just like what I said. This country is playing two halves, and with opposite understanding of the same word. And that is what we're dealing with now. And then, why does it sound so familiar to me? Because in China, the whole country lives in the world, in a world that the face, the superficial meaning and the real meaning of the words are just opposite.
Right.
And this is what the United States is facing.
Yeah, and I think in China, the state determines the meaning of the word.
Of course.
And unfortunately...
And here the state just happens to be, you know, run by the mainstream media.
Yeah, and they'll tell you what it means.
Right, they'll tell you when the election's over. They told us that already.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to just,
and they'll
you
tell
know,
you who won.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell you when to get over it and move on.
Yeah, that's right. And you can just sit down.
Yeah.
Chris Wallace told me that today. He and Pierre Delecto were having a. Mitt Romney.
Yeah, Mitt Romney.
They were having a little chat on there discussing, you know, how to be nice about the whole thing and how to have a lot of class. You know, we should just lose gracefully and all that sort of thing. I thought, okay, you people are delusional. Thank God you're not running everything.
Yeah.
So something tells me Joe's gonna spit on Pierre Delecto just like we do.
Yeah,
I think he's a man without a country, actually. We will be right back. Our guests are Dr. Shizong Chen and Arlene Freeman, and you're listening to We the People. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
You're taking my life, so take my soul. That's what you said, but who are we to know?
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area at KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
Little White Lies been around for years. Little White Lies ringing in your ears. You turn around, come around back on you. White lies catching up to you.
Little white lies,
say what you got to.
Little white lies,
come back to haunt you.
Little white lies,
got what you got to.
Little white lies.
Okay, the lies weren't little. But I'm kind of hoping the catching up with you and all that kind of thing. I'm sort of hoping this is our election theme song. So many to choose from.
Yeah.
But the part where it catches up with you, I think, would be wonderful. Dr. Chen, you know, we were talking, you know, Robert and Bill and I were chatting here during the break. And what do you guys, you know, you could look at it a whole lot of ways. You know, the people who think that Biden's great and that his son didn't do any of this stuff and they're unaware of all of this. I find that people kind of fall into two camps. They're kind of like the facts people, the thinking and facts people, and then there are the emotion people. And it seems like the emotion people kind of buy into a lot of that. That the Bidens are, you know, the Russia, and all that. I mean, it's all a big feelings game. It doesn't have a lot of interjection of fact.
Right. It's both emotion, but that emotion is fanned up by the big media's control of the information.
Mm-hmm.
And those feed into the emotion, like I mentioned earlier. Right? We are living under a tyranny now, already. When our president And
which one are you referring to?
President
Trump. Oh, you mean Trump.
Right. Well, a president's tweet can be suspended or suppressed.
True.
And if that is, that's tyranny, but there are a good amount of people, a large percentage of these people, supports that. And this is what's scary. Right? And so, just to show, I think, just to show that we are not like them, let's just list a few things it's amazing how systematic, how widespread the fraud is in this election. And this is what's shocking is to me, to the Chinese. I maybe Americans are not as care less about what's going on in the other country, but for us, the United States are used to be a force that side with fair election, right? And we have read the news, you know, many frauds in election in other countries. But this time, in this election, I am amazed that how many different kinds of tricks and manipulation have been involved in this election. And that, to me, is the most systematic, one of the most systematic fraud, as I know. But, we can, this is an incomplete category of fraud. The first category is tampering with voter identification, like dead people voting. You know, they love Joe Biden so much that even the dead people vote for him.
He came back from the dead to vote for
him. Yeah, I don't think, I got to disagree with you there. I don't think they loved Joe Biden. I think the majority of people that voted for Joe Biden voted against Donald Trump. They didn't care about Joe Biden. They don't like
Which
Joe Biden.
Which is why only seven people went to his rallies.
Yeah, he's part of the swamp, and everybody knows it, but he wasn't Donald Trump. And that's what I was saying when... people voted for hate. It's like anybody but Trump. And they never really paid attention to who Joe Biden is. And I'm just hoping that...
They don't look at the policy stuff either. They don't look at what comes under that.
Yeah, he never really had a policy. And people overlooked that because of their hate for Donald Trump. And they're going to find out what his policy is. If he wins, it's going to get real ugly. But it's amazing to me that people were willing to cast a ballot for somebody that they didn't really know what he was going to do. They didn't care what he was going to do. They just wanted to see Donald Trump
Well,
gone.
He routinely said he was running for the Senate, thought he was running against someone named George.
Well, I don't think he'll last more than a year.
I mean, there was a lot of weird stuff going on, and that seemed, that was also unreported.
Right.
And unseen.
I wonder if he'll pass the physical. I mean, he has to pass a physical.
Arlene, is that a no vote, Arlene?
I mean, the physical is more than just...
If he could complete a sentence well, I'd be more supportive of him.
Right.
Can you see the oath? Joe, Biden. They will literally have to do it one order at a time.
I'm happy to accept being in the Senate.
Yep.
Why
are we joking about this? Sorry, people whose hair is lighting on fire. We didn't mean to joke.
No. They're going to... change your definition of physical, and they're making
pass. Well, I'm not talking about
about that part.
Just his body. I'm talking about his mind. He has to pass a test there too. And I just,
right, but he said, that's a good point. Redefine it. You redefine it. Problem solved.
Yeah, That's true.
We learned about that from Bill Clinton, what the definition of is, right?
Yeah. I wonder if he gets to appoint his own doctor. So that would probably have a lot to do with the outcome as well.
It'll either be his wife or his sister, depending on who he can identify.
Which one he can identify correctly.
Oh, man. It's, you look at all the things that are moving forward and you, I don't know, that will all stop. That will all stop. And that's what the left wants. I mean, the left is angry that we have, dealt with a lot of our regulatory overreach and all those things through the Obama era. But, just in case, people are totally despondent about this whole thing, you have to remember that it takes a long time to make laws, not so long to do executive orders. But obviously, you just, use your pen and your phone. We learned that. But, to actually change laws permanently takes time, and for them to actually make meaningful laws, you have to have everybody on board. And as long as we keep the Senate, regardless of how this turns out, although I just cannot believe that this number of challenges and the amount of stuff we've heard so far that it won't go well. But if it doesn't, and we retain the Senate, that's a major, major stopgap.
Oh, yeah.
So for all those people out there who are saying, I'm never going to vote again, it doesn't matter, blah, blah, blah. Well, thanks to people like you, that's how we got here. I mean, that's how we got here. That's why we have knuckleheads in these positions. I'm always ready to go on a rant about the term limit thing, but term limits don't help us if our electorate continues to elect people who are dummies. And like Adam Schiff, how does a guy like Adam Schiff, whose answer to everything, I mean, talk about, in your only tool's a hammer, every problem looks like a nail, everything that comes, Russia, Adam, what kind of tie is it, Russia? I mean, it just, everything is Russia with that guy, and yet he won by like 72%. Maxine Waters, I don't know, some astronomical percentage. Nancy Pelosi was like 79% in her district. And so, somebody is casting those ballots. You can't explain every other year voter fraud. I mean, in just those districts. I mean, maybe, but I don't know. It's
well, all of those people are in Chinafornia.
I know. Isn't that amazing? Okay. Yeah, we're in the last bastion of freedom up here in the northern part of the country. You guys can come up here and hang with us.
I should probably talk at a future date. About Chinafornia and some of the things that have happened as a result of the communists infiltrating California to the extent that they have. It's very bad here.
It is very bad here, and I can't remember if we spoke with somebody, maybe Dr. Chen, about the university system and how that all gets ushered in. I'd also like to, Arlene, if you have information on Disney. I was reading a big thing on Disney, and you guys had actually mentioned it. One of you mentioned that was a great way for the communists to work people into our country is through the Disney Corporation. There are a lot of things that I think Americans didn't grow up in a communist country, right? So we don't know anything about how it works. We're kind of dum-dums.
And in a way, that works against us because I think so many people don't know anything about it. So it's got to be better than what we have. And that's where we are now.
Yeah, surprise. Right. We'll be right back. We've got these guys on for the second hour. You are listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.